News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas has appealed yesterday's decision blocking its new congressional map to the U.S. Supreme Court. A federal court ruled that the redistricting, which was backed by President Trump and Texas Republicans, illegally minimized the voting power of minorities. University of Houston political scientist Richard Murray testified in the case last month. He thinks the federal judges prepared for this appeal.
The opinion was very carefully crafted to withstand scrutiny by the current Supreme Court.
Now, whether it actually withstands that scrutiny is another thing. While Murray says he can't predict how the court will rule, he anticipates a decision soon.
You know, it's not over until the Supreme Court sings, but that'll happen pretty quickly.
The ruling's outcome will determine whether Texas can use the new map in the 2026 midterm elections. As for now, the League of United Latin American Citizens, one of the plaintiffs who sued Texas, is celebrating the decision. Here's the league's national president, Roman Palomares.
Hopefully, this sends the right message across the country, not only in Texas, but it sends this message across the country that it's all about playing fair, and it should be all about representing all our American people.
We'll continue to keep you updated on the situation here on News 88.7. Meanwhile, another federal judge issued a preliminary injunction prohibiting several Texas school districts, including Conroe ISD and Montgomery County, from displaying posters of the Ten Commandments in their classrooms. Senate Bill 10 requires all public schools to hang a copy of the poster inside their classrooms. Bianca Seward reports.
In his ruling, the judge says it was impractical, if not impossible, to prevent people from being subjected to unwelcome religious displays under the law. Conroe ISD had initially paused their rollout of the posters in August after a separate preliminary injunction prohibited neighboring school districts, including Houston ISD, from displaying the signs. But Conroe changed course after the attorney general directed school districts to comply, if not directly affected by the ruling. The lawsuit, including Conroe, was filed in late September. In a statement, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which represents the plaintiffs, called the law plainly unconstitutional. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
And fears of a Texas education agency takeover in Spring ISD are growing. Decaney High School needs to avoid a fifth failing rating this year. The district is exploring a state-approved partnership with a charter or nonprofit to pause accountability ratings and improve the campus. Speaking on Houston Matters, here's Duncan Klusman, a former superintendent now at the University of Houston.
The board's very focused on it. But to try to find that partner while you're in your fifth year, you've received your fourth F, you're in your fifth year, to find that partner is very difficult.
This comes just weeks after the announcement that the Texas Education Agency is officially taking over Fort Worth ISD. It is continuing to take over Houston ISD. 73 degrees and foggy right now here on the UH campus. We are set up for a high of around 83 later this afternoon. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.